Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, for the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Folks, that's the USA. Here we are, waving that flag for you on a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Weather is on everybody's mind. You notice that? We've been talking about this weather rolling in. We're going to talk to Dean Wysocki, chief meteorologist for the What's on Your Mind family, in just a moment here. I want to share with you my column from the weekend. I don't often talk about the column on the show, just as a, sort of an extension of the show. Sometimes some of the same topics come up, but I don't necessarily talk about it. It's in all the forum newspapers, Dickinson, Jamestown, as well as the Fargo Forum and the Grand Forks Herald. I'll talk a little bit about recapping last weekend's GOP convention and where we go from here. So look forward to sharing a little of that with you today on the program. And Todd Mitchell is with the Western North Dakota Honor Flight in Washington, D.C. They flew out yesterday, spent the entire day, and also a good portion of today before they fly home. We'll get an update from him and talk with a couple of veterans, which will be great. And then we'll put a cherry on top of the Bitcoin 2022 conference. Spent some time last week talking with officials from the North Dakota Department of Commerce that were there representing North Dakota. We'll talk to Shade Nackerson and Josh Teagan and recap the Bitcoin 2022 conference today on the program as well. Let's start with the weather. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here, and you have been predicting a significant weather event here in March for, I don't know, this has been on the drawing board for a couple of months, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's using the LRC method that we're using, and, you know, it can predict the area that's going to get hit. We said there'd be a blizzard close to mid-month here in the Dakotas, and sure enough, this is going to be a big one, probably one of the bigger ones we've seen in a while. And I guess the good news for the eastern part of the state, it's really going to spare most of the valley, the far northern valley, up around Grand Forks, probably going to get clipped by this. But if areas, let's say, from Jamestown westward, look out. I mean, we're talking nearly impossible travel as we head into Tuesday night, and then especially Wednesday through Thursday. That's when the winds really pick up. In fact, and that's good news in terms of moisture, because there's going to be anywhere between 1 and 2 feet of snow out in central and western parts of the state. That's fantastic news for moisture. Not so great news for the ranchers. Calving season still. So going to have to protect those livestock, because we're going to have winds 50 to 60 miles an hour, along with that heavy, wet snow. And this is going to start Tuesday, spreading from southwestern parts of the state up through the far northwestern corner. And it'll start out as snow and continue as snow to the west. That's where blizzard warnings are in effect, in the far western part of the state. And that wind will really start to ramp up Tuesday night and Wednesday as the storm system gathers strength and rides out of the Rockies. I'll tell you, this is, travel just not recommended anywhere in the central and western parts of the state as we head through the middle of the week. And again, a good 1 to 2 feet of snow along with 50, 60 mile an hour winds. We probably will have to worry about some scattered power outages, especially with that strong wind on some of the power lines. So it is going to be a mess out into the central and western parts of the state.
So high end, you say, is high end of this for the snowfall totals will be 2 inches, 24 inches, 2 feet?
Two, two, Yeah, 2 feet. Yep. And that'll translate roughly to about 1.5 to 2 inches of liquid, which is fantastic news. Will it end the drought conditions out west? No, but it will sure help a lot in the short term. That's for darn sure.
And how long will travel be impacted from this?
Looks like Tuesday afternoon, all the way through Thursday. So this is a pretty long, long stretched out storm. It's going to park itself, over western Minnesota for about a day and a half before it moves off to the east.
So Minnesota's going to get the snow as well?
The far northwestern parts of Minnesota will get the snow, along and south of 94 corridor, not much. In fact, severe thunderstorms are a good bet with this system. As far north as possibly Fergus could get some severe thunderstorms with this. So this is your typical classic spring storm with a blizzard on its backside and widespread severe weather on its front side. And we're kind of caught in the middle in the valley with the worst weather west and then severe weather to our south and east.
Nobody wants snow. Nobody wants a blizzard in April, but I have to agree. I think the residual benefit from the moisture is extremely important right now. So
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, without a doubt,
without a doubt.
But yeah, if you have any travel plans going west, get them done today. If you go out west, you're probably going to be stuck there for a couple of days. I'm sure a lot of the interstate system is going to be shut down by the time we get to Wednesday.
Yeah, this is a huge system building out west.
And rain only in the valley?
You know, I think we'll get some snow on the backside as we head into Thursday. We're waiting. We're just starting to get our newest computer model runs that are coming in this morning. And they continue to kind of track the heavier snow to our west and actually pulling in dry air into the valley on Wednesday, which would shut off the precip. It would calm our winds down. And then as the system slowly moves to the east, we get in on the backside of that. Winds whip in out of the northwest. And that's when we'll get our snow. Right now, it doesn't look like much here in the valley, inch or two at most. Again, a slight track in the system to the south and east could bring the heavier snow back into the valley. So we'll wait and see what our morning and afternoon computer model runs do. We'll definitely be updating that on social media, kind of giving everybody the heads up on what to expect.
And explain this LRC. We've had you on talking about it before, and the founder of it, your friend, the meteorologist from down there in Kansas City. But explain the modeling, that's sort of this new model that is sort of taking weather forecasting by storm here. No pun intended.
It is. Yeah. So the LRC is it's called the Lezak Recurring Cycle. Gary Lezak, good friend of mine, he's a meteorologist down in Kansas City, noticed this about 20 years ago that there seemed to be a cycling in the weather throughout the United States and globally, actually. And each year there's a pattern that sets up first week in October, and that pattern will recycle itself throughout the winter, the fall, winter, spring, and summer. And each year is different in terms of the cycle length. This year it's about a 63-day cycle. So the storm system that's coming through now, in about 63 more days, we're going to get something similar to it, which by then that would translate into a possible severe weather event in our area as we head into the early summer. So it's a cycling method. It's proven to be pretty darn accurate. We had this storm pegged for the Dakotas back in January. It said mid-April, close to mid-April, we're going to have a significant blizzard in parts of the Dakotas. And sure enough, here it is.
Fascinating, that's for sure. And again,
and we will be having our outlook for the spring and summer using the LRC. We'll have Gary on with us. We'll have Bridget Riedel, the 27th, Wednesday, the 27th, at 7:30 till 9.
All right, and that'll be on some of the stations you're listening to here on the What's right. On Your Mind Radio Network, Flag Family Stations, as well as the WDAY AM 970 and FM 93.1. News, talk, and sports outlet for folks in the Red River Valley. Fascinating conversation. We'll set our watches to this thing, which we've been able to do most of the winter. Just a matter of exactly where it goes and what it brings in the way of rain or snow or whatever, but definitely weather events that are happening here. Thanks.
By the way, you hate when you have a weatherman that gets it right all the time, so everybody's mad at him. Better in July, but...
Yeah.
Right? Exactly.
Thank you, Dino.
You got it.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki there to let you know what's to come.
Yeah, it's if you look at the radar, I've got the national radar up. There's a huge moisture system churning right out over the Pacific Northwest, and that's what's moving. It's moving. You can just see it. It's building.
How much rain do we have this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Not much.
Oof.
We saw some good. I was down.
I beg to differ.
I was in Aberdeen. It was a fair amount yesterday.
It rained most of yesterday.
Oh, well, didn't yeah. Do much out at the lakes.
Is that right?
Oh, but yeah.
I know. We'll give a little run through the moisture totals here from the weather service and find out what it was. I think it was. It'll be interesting to know. I never know. It's hard to tell when
depends where you are.
Raining all day. And exactly right. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come back with more on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Capstone. Capstone Classical Academy is North Dakota's first pre-K through 12th grade classical education. It has arrived. Capstone Classical Academy engages students to acquire wisdom, cultivate virtue, and pursue rigorous academic study with a Christian view. Students study what is good, what is true, what is beautiful for the purpose of glorifying God and benefiting their community. Currently enrolling pre-K through 6th grade to find out more, go to CapstoneClassical.com, CapstoneClassical.com. Partnership with
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
On your mind. Thank you, Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
All right, I want to share
some thoughts I shared in a column over the weekend. You read either the Dickinson Press, Jamestown Sun, Grand Forks Herald, Fargo Forum. You see this on Saturdays. I translate some of my thoughts into a column. I have to stretch a little bit, Kevin, become a writer.
Oh, I don't think you stretch that much.
And here's the gist of the column. Tell me if you agree or disagree with this, okay? 'Tis the season when Democrats and Republicans gather a convention to decide who their endorsed candidates will be for the upcoming primary and general elections. I'm not sure there could be a more stark contrast between North Dakota's largest political parties these days. Republicans last weekend seated a record number of delegates in Bismarck. 2,321 folks went there as delegates to shape the future. Democrats the weekend before could only manage to round up 258 delegates. You follow me on this?
Mm-hmm.
2,321 for Republicans, 258 for delegates. So Democrats, like 10% of what Republicans have. But the media coverage just manages to gloss over that important fact in favor of predicting what? Chaos for Republicans. One story suggested infighting was likely to erupt at the Republican convention. I was there, Kev.
I know that.
I can report that civility won the day, despite a much-watched battle for the GOP endorsement for the U.S. Senate. Now, let's remind folks here again the level of domination by Republicans. In our legislature, there are 119 Republicans. There are 21 Democrats. Republicans hold 13 of the constitutional statewide offices. How many do Democrats have? Zero. 13 to zero. The last Democrat to hold one of North Dakota's three federal positions, Heidi Heitkamp, was defeated in 2018 by 11 points. That was a thumping, a political thumping. So this is total domination by one political party. Yet, how would you describe the mood of conservatives, even in North Dakota these days?
Agitated.
It's a good word. Frustrated is what I use.
Yeah.
And I think we're agitated and we're frustrated because we see everything we believe in being done undone brick by brick, right? A Democratic president, Democratic Congress.
Rhinos.
Absolutely. Every day feels like a battle to hold the ground gained in the era of President Donald Trump. So the frustration, the agitation leads some in the Republican ranks to conclude that former Governor John Hoeven, who was seeking his third term in the U.S. Senate, wasn't fighting hard enough. So those folks put their support behind a retiring legislator, Rick Becker, plastic surgeon from Bismarck, who is an eloquent champion of Republicans adopting a more libertarian approach to governance. So his accomplishments during the legislature, his term in the legislature were thin, but I would say he's successful in tapping into these frustrations with his words. Hoeven, not much for bombastic speeches and the red meat approach to rile up the conservative crowd. While he has a long record of fighting for ag, energy, and the booming tech sector in North Dakota, he's more of a doer than a talker. President Trump endorsed him for his family values, pro-growth economic approach to governing. And those values and pro-growth economic voting record gained praise from most all of the key constituencies. Team Becker adopted a strategy of grabbing as many of the delegates early on in district conventions and started with a huge lead. That obviously motivated Hoeven supporters to beat the Becker backers at their own game in the later conventions, many of which were in higher population centers. You need one vote more than your opponent at the convention, a simple majority. In the end, Hoeven's team had nearly 200 more votes than the first ballot was totaled up. And all of those watching like me, saw a healthy debate, which landed a clear victory. To his credit, Rick Becker said, "We now need unity." Applauded his supporters, many of whom were new to the political process, new as a delegate, to stay in the game. And John Ho had learned an important lesson as well. Don't take it for granted that your supporters know how hard you're fighting. Now, in my mind, North Dakota Republicans should do everything they can to help take back the majority in November and channel frustrations to demanding conservative principles at the local level. North Dakota is a beacon of success for Republicans. Let's use it to do the most good where we live. Those are my thoughts. The response to that, for many, is one of still wanting to fight those battles. I don't think that's real wise. I don't think that does us much good. How does that make the situation at the border better? How does that help us take on what is going on to weaponize ESG against agriculture, against energy? The mantra from Biden and crew on the left and Democrats is to punish American energy. How does that make it better? Look what's happening in foreign policy. Iran playing footsie there. More and more anti-Israel. A mess in Afghanistan. Ukraine. Look at how much we're spending. What that's doing to inflation. What gets better? Texter here says a couple of quotes for you today. Scott Popeye. "I've had all I can stands, and I can't stands no more." And Abraham Lincoln. "The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise with the occasion. As our case is new, so must we think anew and act anew. We must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country." I agree. I don't think the answer, however, is a circular firing.
Never.
I think it is to say, what's our role in this? Let us unite and fight everything we are up against, which includes the things that have led to this mess at the border and foreign policy and ESG and everything else. So that's my take. I'd welcome yours as always. A lot of frustration out there, a lot of agitation. What to do about it?
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will nominate Ohio's former top federal prosecutor to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Steve Dettelbach served as U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio for 7 years after he was nominated by his Harvard Law School classmate, then-President Barack Obama. The ATF post has been vacant since the start of the Biden administration. A surprise visit by United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Kyiv, Ukraine, and some FaceTime with President Zelensky at a press conference.
And we will give you the support that you need, the economic support, but also, of course, the defensive military support, in which I'm proud to say that the UK helped to lead the way.
Multi-billionaire Elon Musk says thanks, but no thanks to Twitter. Mr. Musk will not be joining Twitter's board of directors. USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song.
What are you up to today? You're going a little, going a little retro, aren't you?
I am. Going a little 60s here and there.
Not fond of the 60s.
Aren't you? Oh, come on.
I was born in 1964, but not a lot good happened in the 60s.
The Monkees, come on.
When the Age of Entitlement started.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Great book out there called The Age of Entitlement. Read it. 9 hours. Take you a lot of drives between here and the lakes.
Yeah?
But
The Age of Entitlement?
Yes.
I'm on it.
Yes. I actually listened to it all the way to Bismarck and all the way back.
To put
a good dent in it, yeah. During my trip out to the convention.
I will put that on my list. I'm listening to Rich Dad, Poor Dad right now. Robert Kiyosaki's book.
Nice.
Really good book.
Very nice. Hey, we're brought to you today by PetroServe USA. This is the part of the show where I get to make you hungry. Stop at any PetroServe USA today and get a fresh baked muffin for 99 cents. Here's what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. That's what's for lunch today. Scalloped potatoes in Valley City, exit 292. I-29 at 12th Avenue. Beefy noodle today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken pot pie or Salisbury steak. Swedish meatballs at the MP Avenue, PetroServe USA. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon. Chicken pot pie in Yulin. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience.
A list of great comfort food right there, buddy.
Exactly right. Josh Teagan joins us from the North Dakota Department of Commerce right now to recap Bitcoin 2022 in Miami. We spent some time covering that last week. They're back. And we can talk a little bit about the takeaways from that event. And also, welcome your thoughts on the column of the week. Text us, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590, or call us, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Thoughts, questions, comments today on that. Josh Teagan, how are you?
I'm doing well. The weather's not quite as nice as it was in Miami back here, but beyond that, it's good to be back.
What do they say? 20 below keeps out the riffraff. I think they have more
yeah,
riffraff in Miami than we do here, and I don't know. I like it here.
It's our own wall. that we have.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
The weather wall, yeah.
Exactly right. Hardy Bunch. Yeah, I was in Miami not long ago, and it's a different kind of vibe there, no doubt about it. But the vibe at the Bitcoin 2022 conference, with North Dakota well represented, Josh, by you and Shaden and the crew from the North Dakota Department of Commerce, was one that is quite a buzz. Give us your takeaways.
Yeah, obviously it was a great event. You know, the Kevin O'Leary investment announcement, and that kind of stole the headlines. But I want to make sure that the story's told about probably at least a dozen and a half other conversations that we had from companies that want to make investments here, from other mining operations to technology providers to an investment group that used to work for Morgan Stanley and is now active in the industrial space. We made tons of great connections, and obviously the Kevin O'Leary announcement from and BitZero and them coming to the state before the end of the month certainly made the most headlines. But from top to bottom, you know, from the beginning of the conference to the end, we never had someone say no. Every person that we were able to get in front of and tell the North Dakota story to, they all said, this is exactly what we've been looking for. Let's set up a conversation. We want to come visit. We want to invest in the state. So one of the highest ROIs I've ever seen from a conference. And so now the idea is, you know, how do we replicate this and do it again and again and again?
What is the North Dakota story? What is the story you tell?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of pillars of what makes North Dakota unique. You know, one, an extremely business-friendly tax and regulatory environment. The tax one is well-known, but just being a business-friendly state, one that's open for business, executive branch, a legislative branch that's all working towards, we want people to come spend their money here, invest here, do business here. I think, underappreciate that in the state, but when you're talking to people in Chicago or New York or California, just that alone, there's a pent up demand for just business friendliness from policy and tax. In addition to that, the variety of power generation that we have in the state, whether it is wind, gas, oil, coal, hydro, the resiliency and robustness of our energy industry, the resiliency of that grid, the fact that we have so many different inputs, and that affordable power story. Plus, you wrap that up with the North Dakota ingenuity and inventiveness when it comes to developing technology, writing software, developing a financial services sector that's emerging in the state. All of that together, you know, most people are used to hearing maybe one of those things, but then having to overcome obstacles in the other. To be able to paint that picture across the board, why wouldn't you do business in North Dakota?
I was reading Michael Nadeau's on-chain data update. Michael Nadeau with Invenium, and talks a lot about the Invenium ecosystem and across the globe, right? And came this morning as a regular update on the market sentiment on data and DeFi. DeFi, by the way, being decentralized finance. And third bullet point in his newsletter today, ExxonMobil is now mining Bitcoin in North Dakota with flared gas to reduce emissions. It was a story from CNBC's Crypto World recently talking about how ExxonMobil is working with Crusoe Energy Systems out of Denver to mine Bitcoin in North Dakota, has been doing that for over a year. It's a pilot program operating in the Bakken region, launched in late January of 2021, expanding in July. ConocoPhillips pursuing similar work in the same area. And here's a major oil and gas producer in the United States piloting a project to mine Bitcoin in North Dakota. And not new, been happening for over a year, but gaining some steam and gaining some attention in this space. So, Josh, what do you make of that?
Yeah, it's the first move that we've seen from a major oil and gas player that this is a method of diversification from a revenue stream standpoint for them, as well as a way to reduce emissions. So I think the number is like 93% of the natural gas that we produce in the state is exported. That remaining percentage that is technically used in the state, half of that is consumed and half of that is flared. So the flaring, although it has almost been, you know, that reverse hockey stick graph, in terms of we've curtailed and eliminated a lot of the flaring, it's still a significant issue in the western part of the state. The midstream partners and things like that, there's a lot of challenges to connect all of those wells to natural gas. The best way currently that we have to capture and add value to that gas is through Bitcoin mining. So to see a company like an ExxonMobil say, hey, we're going to solve an environmental problem, and we're going to diversify our revenue streams, and we can do that, you know, right here in North Dakota, I think it's a no-brainer, and I think you're going to see more and more people moving into that space with these stranded natural gas assets that, you know, they're getting a bill for if they're flaring. But right now, energy and electricity is king. And if you have just kind of electricity that you're burning off into the atmosphere, why not capture that value and transform it into something?
You mentioned a while ago, Josh, the Kevin O'Leary announcement. For folks that missed that at Bitcoin 22 in Miami, what's Kevin O'Leary planning in North Dakota?
Yeah, so Kevin O'Leary gave a keynote at the conference, and then I ran into him in the lunch line later on. I gave him the North Dakota pitch. His interest is in hydroelectricity right now, which obviously we have the Garrison Dam. There's some complexities there given that it's a federally funded project, that there's certain conditions of how that electricity can flow. But Kevin wants to plan a $2 to $3 billion investment in data mining operations here in North Dakota. We met with his CEO of the company, is called BitZero. We met with them and the rest of the team probably a dozen times throughout the week, kind of refining that model and kind of painting the story of what North Dakota has to offer. And so I think everyone's still in the information gathering stage of what exactly it's going to look like. But the overarching, you know, thought is something's going to happen. It's going to be large. It's going to be well marketed. And we're just nailing down the details now from the technical standpoint of how do we pull this off. So pretty exciting, great publicity for North Dakota, really kind of putting us on the map with things. But more to come over the next, you know, weeks and months. And there's an interview out there that Chris Berg was able to do with Kevin, kind of outlining the opportunity.
Josh Tegan is the Director of Economic Development and Finance for the Department of Commerce in North Dakota. They were represented we talked also last week with Shade Nackerson and Josh at Bitcoin 2022 in Miami, which has been, I guess, worldwide attention and a fascinating conversation. Josh, thanks a bunch. Appreciate the update.
Thanks, Scott.
On What's on Your Mind? Bitcoin 2022 in Miami, North Dakota getting some attention there, which we love when North Dakota gets some good attention in this space. All right, when we come back, a little bit of feedback on some of this by text, your calls as well. Welcome. Tell us what's on your mind today. 258-0550, text us 237-1590. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death, number two, controls your estate, and number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough. Right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I told her I'm home, home, level with the ground. I told her I'm home, home, level with the ground.
Makes me have an overwhelming urge to eat ribs.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know what it is.
There you go.
Ribs and the blues and something like that. 11 before the top of the hour, what's on your mind? The question remains, what's on your mind? Let us know today. My thoughts are going to Todd Mitchell out there with the Western North Carolina Honor Flight, a World War II vest. Is that great or what? We're going to talk with Todd next hour. He's catching up with some veterans. A little excited about that. Texter says, Scott, is it your opinion that the GOP convention went well? I and others like me disagree with you. Well, good. That's America. For us to share our opinions, right? I don't know, I think it went well, like I said, in the column, 2,300 people there, delegates there. That's a sign of a lot of vibrancy compared to the Democrats who couldn't even recruit candidates for some of their races, so I think it's good. I think some people left there a little frustrated that things didn't go exactly how they liked. That's what conventions are all about. Here's what I'd like conservatives to stop doing. Whining. And by that I mean, let's get involved. Let's get active. Let's get engaged. Let's focus like a laser beam on November. And let's channel all this frustration. What did you call it earlier? Agitation?
Yep.
You're agitated?
Yep.
What do you do with your agitation?
Well, that's a great question.
Do you whine? Do you wallow in pity?
No.
Do you say, oh, poor me, this is terrible, that awful Biden, this is crazy what's happening? Or do you say, let's get involved?
I'm not a complainer.
Let's get a firewall going. Let's get fired up. Let's get going. That's where I'm at. I don't sit there and say, oh, the convention, I didn't like what happened. I got a note from somebody this weekend said, I think there were shenanigans there, just like there were in the election. There was a 200-vote difference. So, you know, people like saying, oh, you know, in fact, Kevin Cramer got some calls about this Friday. Why were more people not allowed to speak about the rules debate? Gosh almighty, that bores me to tears. That's looking back. Let's just look forward. Let's not whine about who could speak and who couldn't speak and all of that. Let's just get focused. And it's hard. I get it. I'm frustrated, too, about what's happened with Biden. No doubt about it. And everything that's happening.
Well, then you work
and all his policies.
You work to make it better next time.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But I'll tell you this. If you were of the opinion, well, I'm done. I'm going to stay home. I'm not going to participate.
Then we are done.
I think you're right. Texter says, I supported Rick Becker at the convention, but I can promise you there's going to be a Hovind sign in my yard. I'll vote for pretty much any Republican over any Democrat. The modern Democrat is unhinged and anti-American. There you go. Smart move. Texter says, there will not be an election this fall if you don't hold the cheaters accountable for 2020. The Democrats know they don't have a chance in a fair election. They didn't go through all the work to cheat. Just to say, okay, you can have it back now. Yeah. There's that. But, again, what is holding the cheaters accountable mean? Get to the bottom of the election? Get rid of mail-in voting? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Get rid of drop boxes? Yes. Route out it, you know, all of the COVID rules? Yes.
Watch all of it like a hawk come November?
Yeah.
2024?
Right. Exactly right. There's that. Hey, here's a bit of breaking news. You remember Elon Musk was going to go on the Twitter board of directors?
Yep, after his stock buy.
Evidently, Elon Musk and Twitter are having a little falling out because now he says, I'm not going on the board. Which some say is setting up a Game of Thrones-like battle over Twitter. Kind of bores me, to tell you the truth. But I think Twitter, Facebook, big tech, speaking of the election, Well, let's talk about the Hunter Biden laptop as an example. Shutting down anybody that brought up the obvious facts of what was going on there.
Fact checkers didn't like those facts.
Put their thumb on anything that related to facts on the election and made a difference. No doubt about it. So I'd love to see Twitter reformed. And I'm not sure what this means right now, but there's obviously a little battle going on there. And I think Elon Musk actually smells this as well and says, we got to fix this mess. So maybe he wants to take it over altogether. I don't know. Just thought I'd share that news. This is breaking as we speak. More coming up on What's
Let's
in Your
Mind. Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.